Look, this is perfect. It's exactly what we've been building up for, and it's great to see so many people here already.
ACT Chief Minister Katie Gallagher was one of the thousands of Canberrans who flocked to the new Arboretum on the first day it was open to the public.
Oh, I think it's everything we wanted, to just see people pouring in through the gates this morning and coming and looking at this beautiful visitor's centre is exactly what we've been preparing for, and I think everyone's just walking around with a big smile on their face, which is great.
The Arboretum, perched on a hill above Lake Burley Griffin, was envisaged by Canberra's designers Walter Burley Griffin and his wife Marion Mahani Griffin in their original blueprint for Australia's capital city. But it wasn't until after the devastating bushfires of 2003 that the idea became a reality. The ACT government, with the support of the Commonwealth, set aside 250 hectares previously covered with pine forest to establish what its creators hope will become a world-class arboretum.
My view is that we need to make this site both national and internationally significant.
Jason Brown is the Arboretum's general manager.
That's only done through making sure that we manage the living collections at the highest standard. The plantings are very young at the moment, and I suppose to some degree the maintenance regime on site is probably a little bit easier than what it's going to be in 10 years' time.
So as soon What do you mean by that?
Well, as soon as these trees get up and they start to form canopies, we're obviously going to have to manage those canopies. The understory of the forest will change, and that will give us a little bit of respite because the trees are going to shade out the forest floor. But formative pruning of these trees is essential over the next few years, and just monitoring them and giving them the best start in life over at least the next 2 to 3 years, so they're indeed there in 100 years.
The 42,000 trees already on site are rare and endangered trees from around Australia and around the world. 100 species were chosen from the UN's Red List.
And to get them here so quickly was a real challenge, and even to the point where, you know, these are very rare trees, you actually need somebody to go out and collect the seed at the right time of year in what is it? Often a very remote location somewhere in the world.
Landscaper Chris Johnston says the trees needing the most care at the moment are the dragon trees from the Canary Islands.
They are a threatened tree species, a very threatened tree species. There's a bird that used to digest the seed and scarify it, and that bird is no longer around. So in their native environment, they're not able to thrive and grow that well. There's a huge amount of mythology that sits around the tree. There's a story with Hercules and fighting with a particular dragon. The story is that Hercules slays the dragon, and it's the blood from the dragon that spills out, and then the trees grow from that. And yeah, the sap actually runs red, so it's quite an intriguing and interesting tree.
It's not just the trees that are impressive. From the Arboretum's visitor centre, you get some of the best views of Canberra across the lake to the city and the national institutions, including Parliament House and the National Library. The centre's high, curved ceiling, inspired by leaf shapes, is divided by huge beams of Tasmanian oak. Peter Tonkin is the architect.
It was all computer modelled by a firm who does computer modelling specially, you know, very accurately. And the computer model was sent down to Tasmania. They cut out all the timber work. It all fitted together with millimetre accuracy, load after load after load after load of these timber beams. Every single piece of timber you see in this roof is a different size.
The horticulturalist in charge of the living trees is curator Adam Burgess. He's known them all since they were tiny saplings.
I think the bonus of being here from day one, overseeing a lot of all the planting, I have really got to know the trees quite well. So I do see colour changes.
Yeah.
I understand the weather up here a lot more. So it's just a hands-on approach.
What are some of the challenges you've already faced?
Well, we've had a lot of brilliant challenges. Started in the drought. Yeah. And we went through the floods, coldest winters in 35 years this year. Then we also had this heat wave recently. So we've really putting it to the test.
The National Arboretum is a living project. It just keeps on growing. Its opening is one of the highlights of Canberra's centenary year, and it's hoped Australians from all around the country will come to share what it has to offer, not just as a recreational area, but as a site of conservation, education and research. It's our children and their children who'll appreciate its full glory in the years ahead. Curator Adam Burgess's daughters are growing up with the trees.
Tennille and Gemma are quite often with me, and they have really since day one. But just yesterday when we were driving around, Tennille pointed out a few trees that needed pruning and a few guards. So
was she right?
She was dead right.
So are you letting her loose?
Not yet, but
you've started her training.
I think we've got a little curator in training.